Let's get Stephanie Zimmerman on the line, reporter for the Sun-Times Consumer Investigations. And Stephanie, when I think about hidden fees, I think about Taylor Swift tickets or going to a Cubs game or something like that, and you have all those hidden extra fees, airplane tickets. What is renting hidden fees? What are you talking about here?
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. These are fees that pop up when you're renting an apartment. So you'll see an ad for an apartment and the rent is listed, and then when it comes to apply for that apartment, that's when the fees start. And if you sign the lease, you get even more.
I got to say, your graphics department did a great job helping you tell this story. Scrolling down on the Chicago Sun-Times site for this story, you kind of lay out what a two-bedroom apartment in Bucktown is. So credit to your team there for doing it. But what are some of the other ones? Application fee, move-in fees. These aren't listed anywhere until you, apply?
Yeah, I mean, typically they don't show up when you're just first looking for an apartment. So if you have your price point, you might be thinking your monthly rent is going to be a certain amount. But then you get with that Bucktown apartment, I think the application and credit check fees alone were like $237. Then there was a move-in fee. That's, in the old days, and there's some landlords that still do it with a security deposit, but in the old days, we would just pay our first month's rent and our security deposit, and then when we moved out, we'd have some hope of getting that back. Now they've replaced that with something called a move-in fee, which is non-refundable. And in that case, it was $700 right off the bat. You're never going to get that back. And then every month, you're still paying another like $45 in that case, but we've seen them over $50 a month for services, like things that you would expect would be provided anyway, like trash pickup and removal of snow and things like that.
What?
So it really gets kind of crazy. And then when you move out, there's more fees. Like in the Bucktown example, I think in the fine print of the lease, if you don't replace a light bulb, that's $15. If you don't clean your kitchen, it's $150 an hour. So it's just another way that consumer advocates are complaining that the renters are feeling the burden of all these extra fees kind of piled on.
Yeah, the security deposit thing I get, right? That I'm of the same vein where it's like, oh, yeah, hopefully you get some of it back. Oh, no, they charge me for this, that, and the other thing. But it really does seem to put a burden on people at the front end. Is this closing the door to renting, or at least renting some places for a lot of Chicagoans?
Well, I think this is definitely contributing to people's financial stress because if the difference between the security deposit, like you said, you'd have some hope of getting that back. This move-in fee, you're never going to see that again. And I should say I did talk to a couple of landlords and had extensive conversations with them about it. They said, from their point of view, there's so many renters that would regard that security deposit like, oh, I just won't pay my last month's rent. I'll let the guy keep the security deposit. And then if they wrecked the apartment, there was nothing left to fix it. So the landlords, their point of view, they feel like these fees are justified. But for many renters, it's a real burden.
I feel like a lot of these fees just used to be eaten by the landlord, or they just listed it. They built it into the price of rent so that when you're searching, you kind of know it. There's no illegality going on here, though. It just seems like it's, I don't want to say intentionally deceptive. I'm sure landlords would argue otherwise, but it certainly just makes the expectation way different from what you think you're going to have to pay and what you ultimately do.
Right. And your Taylor Swift analogy at the beginning is perfect because how many times have we bought tickets to an event or even booked a hotel or whatever? And then when you see the bottom line price, it's like way more than you expected. So this is kind of the same thing happening. And there's some states that have actually done past laws that just have taken effect in the last year or even more recent than that. Like Minnesota just passed something where advertise an apartment in Minnesota, they have to give the bottom line price, all the fees that would go into that so that you can really plan your budget. And it also has to appear on the first page of the lease. So people won't get surprised. They move in and then they find out, oh, they were on the hook for something else. So I think all of those transparency things seem like a good idea because then at least people could compare, they could do better comparison shopping and they could also plan their budget better.
Makes sense. Yeah. Stephanie, this was a great story, great read. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much.